No message in a bottle. Delivery best suited for this recycled box. As recycled thoughts collect dust in this prison called purpose, yes, purpose can seem like a prison. Confined to the dreams of who I thought I would be at 30. Not quite, more like 198 days and lots of seconds and counting. Whew, that's one large hourglass right there. And I feel every particle of sand trickle down through that pinch point of hope, hope that I would be a tad bit farther along in the image of what I drew myself to be. Yes, I kinda like to draw conclusions, apartments, you know, the typical stuff. But even when I erase parts of the drawing, the residue of what's erased faintly remains, to remind me that my mistakes aren't meant to be forgotten, but to learn from. So here I am at 29 and a half, contemplating. Career, purpose, are they the same? I don't know, but it would be cool if it was, right? Like, wake up, draw. Sit down, draw. Computer on, draw. Floor plan, draw. Ah, this melody is drawing me back to childhood memories. I reach in the swimming pool of broken Crayola crayons. The smell is nostalgic. That colored wax and crinkled loose leaf paper. In the box, disheveled crayons, paper barely holding on. In front of me, a palette of infinite options. I reach for blue, my favorite color. The crayon collides with paper. Four orthogonal lines connect. Masterpiece of minimalism. A young Lex envisions what this box may become. Is it a container, a boundary, a book, a floor plan? Or maybe it's just a square. I tell myself, keep creating, young one. Your Crayola artist career has just begun. You are where you need to be. And remember, broken crayons still color. And sometimes dreams do come true. It's what you make of what's in front of you.